Judith Guest's first novel, Ordinary People, is probably her best-known book. It was a bestseller, and director Robert Redford turned it into an Academy Award-winning movie. Judith Guest's latest novel is called The Tarnished Eye. Alan Chuse has a review.
This is a sweetheart of a novel, a real sweetheart, as the late writer André Debus used to say about the books he really admired. And this may sound odd if you consider that as the novel opens, we're on the verge of discovering the mass murder of an entire Michigan family, husband, wife, and their four children, at their vacation home in a hamlet called Blessed in the northern part of the state. In the early chapters, we go into the minds of the deceased as they prepare for a vacation they'll never take, into the minds of the children, and into the mind of the wife who's having an affair that both eases her and tortures her as she lives in the bonds of a difficult marriage. Investigating all this is Hugh DeWitt, the local sheriff, a man with family problems of his own, a killer to catch, and a community to salvage. DeWitt is a wonderfully conceived character, and in addition to being a good lawman, serves as the philosophical point around which all the action turns. And he's got a paternal side that makes the book such a sweet story. The world is a dangerous place, he wants to warn everyone he meets as he attempts to solve the heinous crime, and bad things happen when you least expect them. So don't get cocky, and don't relax your attention for even a single second. Good advice, too, for the reader. Because though there is that terrible murder at the heart of things, there's still something wonderful in every page. Things you won't want to miss.
The book is The Tarnished Eye by Judith Guest. Our reviewer is Alan Chuse.